previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
Lena, she's a dead ringer for Catherine.
Our love for Catherine wasn't real, Damon.
It's real for me.
I'm gonna bring her back.
There's a tomb underneath the church. A spell sealed Catherine in that tomb, protecting her.
Tell me how to get in the tomb.
The grimoire.
Where is it?
Check the journal. Jonathan Gilbert's.
The grimoire. It was Emily's, right? That's what you need to reverse the spell. I'll help you.
You just couldn't live without me, huh?
Your eye. Where'd she go?
Where'd who go?
Anna.
Elena!
Stefan zips upstairs and frowns at the open window in Elena's bedroom. Elena wakes in a motel room. She frowns and touches her forehead. She spots Ben slumped in a seat across the room. She sits up and scans around, reaching for the bedside radio. She takes her hand from the radio and gets out of bed carefully, glancing around anxiously as she stands up. Ben stirs but doesn't wake as she gingerly steps across the room and over his outstretched leg. She grits her teeth as she passes Ben and heads for the room door, which has a domestic security chain slung across the frame. She reaches for it. She gently removes the chain, then reaches for both the handle and lock on the door.
I wouldn't.
She spins round. Ben stands face to face with her, staring into her eyes.
Don't try to escape. Don't even move. Do you understand?
I understand.
He smirks, turns his back, and she flings the door open. Anna appears in the doorway.
Seriously?
I told her not to move. I did that eye thing you taught me.
I forgot the lesson about profane. She dates a vampire, Ben. Duh.
Who are you? What do you want?
Doesn't matter.
Anna shoves Elena into the bathroom. Elena turns the dim light on and scans around. She spots Bonnie lying in the bathtub, out cold.
Bonnie?
The Vampire Diaries. This episode is called Fool Me Once. At the Salvatore Mansion, Damon reads some ancient parchment. Stefan hurries into the darkened room.
Anna took Elena.
Yeah, I got that from your 600 voicemails.
Damon, all night long, every single street in town I've been searching. What if your blood hasn't passed out of her system?
Well, then at least you know you'll see her again.
Please, what do you know? You are with Anna, you must know where she's living. Just tell me where I can find her.
Nope. You can go. Really.
You know, all I can remember is hating you. There might have been a time when that was different, but your choices have erased anything good about you. But see, I also know that you have just as much reason to hate me. This all began with me. Catherine got taken away from you because of me. And I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
So please, just tell me what you know. It's Elena, Damon. If you know something, tell me.
Damon closes the parchment and gets up, standing face to face with Stefan.
I mean this sincerely. I hope Elena dies.
In the motel bathroom, Elena wets a towel and touches it to Bonnie's head.
Bonnie. Elena. Oh, you're okay.
My head.
Oh my god. Ben is a...
They can hear.
You're so stupid.
Oh, he had all of us fooled.
What's going on? Why are we here?
It must have something to do with the tomb and Emily's spell book.
Spellbook.
Damon said that it could be used to open the tomb.
Why didn't I know about any of this?
I was trying to keep you out of it, hoping it would never come to this.
Come to what?
They need a witch to break the spell and let the vampires out.
Ben barges into the bathroom and turns the running tap off.
You're wasting your time. I'm not gonna help you.
He grabs Elena.
That's why she's here. Motivation for you to behave. You know, you shouldn't be so desperate. You made it too easy. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, well.
Elena Gilbert, you really are Catherine's doppelganger. You must have the Salvatore boys reeling.
Who are you?
I'm Anna. Your brother may have mentioned me. I mean, we're like practically dating.
At the Mystic Grill.
10 kegs? You know how much damage we could do with 10 kegs? Duke's got it all hooked up.
Duke's a douche.
Yeah, douche for 10 kegs. AKA my new best friend.
What's the problem, Gilbert?
Don't have one, Lockwood.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You ever get bored of it?
Of what?
Yourself.
Keep laughing, buddy.
Hey, Jeremy. Where is Elena? I've been texting her and Bonnie all day about Duke's party.
She went somewhere with Stefan.
I'm so not going to be one of those girls who disappears just because she has a new boyfriend.
Who is Duke?
Some guy that graduated a couple years ago, and he throws a party every time he comes home from Duke.
Wait, Duke goes to Duke?
His real name's Bob or something. He's a total ass, but he buys the beer. Yeah, you should come.
I don't think so.
No, seriously, everyone goes. Even quiet loner little brothers.
Caroline spots Matt passing.
Think about it.
To Matt.
Hey.
Hey.
So I have a speech. It is fully scripted and well rehearsed. Are you ready for it?
You wrote a speech?
Yes. It's a you kissed me and I don't want things to be weird speech. It's preemptive.
Preemptive?
Yeah, you know, in case you were having second thoughts or regrets or were like ooged out.
Ooged, huh?
Can I just get on with the speech part?
Yeah, you go for it.
So I know that you don't think that this is going to work out between us. I just want to let you know that right here and right now, I'm offering you an out, like an escape clause.
Why are you giving me an escape clause?
I don't want to make assumptions about what it is we're doing here.
Got it.
So, if you would like to exercise it, just let me know.
I'm good, but thanks.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
So, see you for Duke's tonight.
Yeah.
Sheila Bennis answers her door to Damon.
Yes.
Hi there. I'm looking for Bonnie.
She's not here.
Oh, do you know when she would...
Never.
You have quite an opinion for someone who doesn't know me.
You got some nerve knocking on a Bennett witch's door and asking her for anything.
What did I do?
Spirits talk, Mr. Salvatore, and so does my granddaughter. You are no friend to us. Now get off my porch.
Step outside and say that.
He steps forward with a menacing frown. She glowers. Damon reels and grabs his head.
I am not Bonnie. You don't want to mess with me.
She slams the door. In the motel room.
Bonnie's not going to open the tomb.
Oh, I think she will.
Do you really want Catherine out that bad?
Trust me. No one I know wants to see that girl again. Except Damon, a love-struck idiot.
Then what is it? Or who is it?
My mother's in there. Catherine couldn't help herself. She just had to toy around with both of the Salvatore brothers. Then when she got caught, so did my mother. I watched Jonathan Gilbert take her away.
I'm sorry.
You really mean that, don't you? Yeah, I think we'll skip the dead mom bonding so you can start serving a purpose.
Which is what?
Leverage.
She grabs a phone.
Does it belong to you?
Elena, are you okay?
She's fine. For now. Tell me you have the grimoire and she'll stay fine.
I can get it.
Which means your brother has it.
and I have the witch. So one of you had better meet me in the very public town square in 30 minutes so we can safely discuss how fun it's going to be to work together.
She hangs up. Stefan looks round at Damon, who shrugs.
Go ahead. Gravel again.
Oh, wait, no. I don't care.
Anna bangs on the motel bathroom door.
I'm leaving.
Ben brings Bonnie into the bedroom.
Keep them buttoned down. Compulsion won't work. Just use violence.
Right. I got that.
Anna goes.
Sit. Behave. So you're the key to this. Literally. One who opens the door. Tell me, how long have you been a witch?
Is there anything to drink here?
Are you offering? There's water on the nightstand.
She picks up the glass.
Hey, can I have a sip?
Bonnie and Elena share a covert glance and nod. Bonnie takes the water and lobs it over Ben. His arm sets on fire. They run for it. He grabs Elena.
Come back in! Shut the door!
Don't hurt her.
Don't make me! Lock it!
Anna!
Hey, what happened to you last night?
Sorry, I had to leave. I told your sister to tell you.
I haven't seen her.
I gotta run.
Hey, do you want to go to a party tonight?
Do I what?
The guy that's throwing it's a total douche, but it's supposed to be fun. Figured, you know, safety in numbers.
So you're finally ready to go out with me, are you?
It's been a while since I've been to a party, and I kind of want to get back out there. And not be such a loner. And, I like you. You're fun, and you're also kind of strange and lurky, but, I guess I like that, too. So, yeah, you should come to the party with me. It's in the woods by that old cemetery.
Oh, it's there, huh? That sounds cool. I'll meet you.
Okay, great. Cool.
Jeremy heads off. Anna sits down on a bench nearby. Her eyes rove in thought. She looks round. Damon's beside her.
Got a hot date, or you just plan on nabbing the entire Gilbert family?
Party, right next to the old cemetery. Isn't that nice of them? Lots of warm bodies for serving vampires.
I told you, I work alone.
Yeah, so do I. But you're minus a witch and I'm minus a spellbook. So what do you say?
Stefan will come after you, you know that. For messing with Elena.
Then he won't be too happy if I kill her when I don't get what I want.
She gets up. Damon grimaces.
When do you want to do this?
God, it's like 1864 all over again. You Salvators are truly pathetic when it comes to women. Tonight, after sundown, meet at the church.
In the motel room.
Witches don't have eternal life, right? So you guys can die.
Yeah, we can die.
Oh, that sucks.
The door bursts open. Daylight floods in.
Stefan!
Get outside.
Elena and Bonnie run out. Stefan glares at a cowering Ben.
When the sun goes down, leave town. If I ever see you again, I will kill you.
At the Bennett house, Bonnie is with Sheila in the dining room.
How did you know where we were?
Many things can fuel a witch's power. Worry, anger. After Stefan told me that they had taken you, I had a lot of both. Simple locator spell was easy after that.
I'm sorry about all of this.
Not as sorry as they're gonna be.
So what do we do now?
Well, for now you need to stay here.
A prisoner in my own home? I don't think so.
I can't protect you if you leave the house.
We'll protect ourselves.
We need to let him have Catherine back. He's not gonna stop until he gets her. If we help him, maybe that ends it.
No. He doesn't deserve to get what he wants.
What other choice do we have?
Witches being pulled down by vampire problems. As much as we tried to do to stay out of it.
She looks up at Stefan.
I'll open the tomb. You get your brother's girl and destroy the rest with fire. Then this will be all over.
We still have to get Damon to agree.
He already agreed once.
Yeah, and then we double-crossed him. So now he's angry.
He's hurt. There's a difference. I think I know what I have to do.
She eyes Stefan gravely. Anna finds the motel room door wide open.
You've got to be kidding me.
Ben looks up from behind the bed.
It was Stefan. There was nothing
just
I could
shut
do.
Shut up! Stop talking.
She sits down.
Without the witch, we don't have Damon or the Grimoire. Damon's not gonna stop. He'll find a way to get in. And we're gonna be there when he does.
At the Salvatore mansion, Damon puts his leather jacket on. He looks around and spots Elena standing on the landing. She takes her scarf off.
I'm gonna have to change the locks. Stage a jailbreak?
Stefan.
Ah, oh, brother. Ever the White Knight.
I convinced Bonnie to help you.
I doubt that.
I'm not gonna say that I'm sorry we got the Grimoire without you last night, because I'm not really.
Well, at least you're honest.
I was protecting the people I love, Damon. But so were you, in your own twisted way. And as hard as it is to figure, we're all on the same side after the same thing.
Not interested.
Yes, you are, because you were willing to work with us yesterday.
Fool me once, shame on you.
Okay, when we were in Atlanta, why didn't you use your compulsion on me?
Who's to say I didn't?
You didn't. I know you didn't, but you could have. You and I, we have something. An understanding. And I know that my betrayal hurt you, different from how it is with you and Stefan, but I'm promising you this now, I will help you get Catherine back.
I wish I could believe you.
She takes off her necklace and holds it up.
Ask me if I'm lying now.
She puts it down on a small table between them.
You know Anna won't stop, by the way, no matter what I do.
Then we'll deal with it.
He steps towards her and picks up the necklace. Looking at it, he shakes his head. He puts the necklace back around her neck.
I didn't compel you in Atlanta because we were having fun. I wanted it to be real.
He frowns at the necklace.
I'm trusting you. Don't make me regret it.
They both arrive at Duke's party in the woods by night. There's cars parked all around and a big bonfire. Lots of young partygoers drink beers and laugh together.
The Duke party. I forgot. I hope they stay clear of the church.
Your hope, not mine.
Elena, hey.
Elena, oh my God, where have you been?
She holds Matt's hand.
Long story, no time to tell it.
I wasn't talking to you.
Sure you were.
We haven't met.
I'm Matt. Matt, there's a reason we haven't met.
You and I are going that way.
I'm sorry, guys.
Matt eyes Caroline as Damon ushers Elena away. At the ruins...
Cleared the debris away. Set the torches like you asked. We can get down now.
What is that?
It's everything I need to destroy them.
Are you sure Damon will come back with her?
Brother? Witches?
Everything okay?
I just want to get this over with. Are we ready?
I guess so.
Laddish Tyler downs some booze at the party. He spots Jeremy.
Hey, I'll be right back.
Hey, man. You got any weed?
Wait, you're kidding me, right? You act like a total dick every time we cross paths, and now you want to party with me?
Lighten up, Gilbert. I'm just asking you a question.
Like, I don't get you, man.
It's a party. You're a partier, okay? There's no need to psychoanalyze it.
I don't party anymore. And even if I did, it wouldn't be with you.
No problem. Carry on, just standing there by yourself. All alone. The enemy of fun. Do you even have any friends?
Jeremy scans around awkwardly as Tyler stalks off past the bonfire. Jeremy turns around. Anna stands right behind him.
Thank God.
Weird hello, but okay. What's the matter?
Nothing. I mean, it's nothing.
Come on, let's walk.
In the crypt, Sheila lights flaming torches.
Air, earth, fire,
water.
That's it? Just water from the tap?
As opposed to what?
I just figured maybe you'd have to be blessed or mystical or something.
Sheila smirks. Damon produces a blood bag.
What's that?
It's for Catherine. Gotta have something to get her going. Unless your girl's offering up a vein to tap.
Admit it.
You can't wait to get rid of me.
I can't wait to get rid of you.
We're ready.
Anna and Jeremy are together amongst the trees.
This place is wild.
Well, you kind of like dead people, huh?
I'm strange, remember?
You okay?
Yeah. This place makes me think about someone.
A dead someone?
No, just someone I used to know. So, hey, we made it all of, what, 37 minutes in that party?
Not your scene.
I'm not really sure what my scene is anymore. So what do you say? You want to be part of my non-scene?
I would happily be a part of your non-scene, except I'm leaving.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my mom and I are moving away.
Oh, That's a bummer.
Yeah.
So, guess this is goodbye.
I guess it is.
She looks up coyly. He leans in and kisses her. As he steps back, thin black lines spread across Anna's cheeks beneath her eyes.
Anna, your face.
It's nothing.
It didn't look like nothing.
Ben clobbers Jeremy from behind.
I didn't have to hit him that hard.
Yes, I did.
Grab him and let's go. I'm taking him to meet my mother.
Wipes his beer.
Hey. Where's your date?
Who knows?
Aw, is the honeymoon over already?
Maybe. After all that grief you gave me about liking it. I figured it would have lasted longer than 5 minutes. But I don't know if I can do the whole public couple thing. She seems like she might be a little clean. Well, good. I need my boy single anyway. Oh, incoming.
Hey, there you are.
Here I am. Yeah, well, I'm not drunk enough, so I'm just gonna go get another beer.
Tyler wanders off.
So,
I have another speech.
Okay.
The hand thing with Elena, it was lame. Well, I was lame. Okay, your feelings for Elena aside, Damon was there, and he was always such a jerk to me. And I wanted to show off that I was with the good guy. So, anyway, I was lame. So... forgiven?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Sheila and Bonnie stand in the center of the crypt.
Esmato sarve nas ex malon. Terra mora vantis quo in candis. Et passas quo irum signus. Esmato sarve nas ex malon.
Sounds Latin.
I don't think it's Latin.
Quo in candis. Et passas quo Erum Cygnus. Es matos sarves nas ex malon. Terra moravantis Erum Cygnus. Es matos sarves nas ex malon. Terra moravantis.
What's happening?
Edicandus.
The flames swell around them. A stone door swings open.
It worked. Of course it worked.
Do we have some fires to build?
I'm gonna go get the gasoline. I'll be right back.
Stefan gives his hand torch to Elena and hurries out.
You ready?
What?
I'm gonna go in there by myself so you can seal me in.
Don't take her in. I'll bring the walls down.
You'll bring the walls down if I don't. You think I trust you?
As much as I trust you.
Enough. Both of you. Look, he needs leverage. He needs to know that you're not going to shut the door when he gets inside. I get it. I'll go.
May I?
Elena nods at Sheila and Bonnie as Damon grabs a flaming torch and heads past the open stone door, which bears a carved pentagram. Outside, Stefan runs over to the gasoline tank.
Dark down there?
Ben's got comatose Jeremy.
Thought I told you to leave.
I considered it. And I thought, screw you.
Hey, Hero. I'm going down there to get my mother.
Can't let you do that.
Well, Ben's about to make a main course out of Elena's little brother. So, you can stop me or him. Your choice.
In the blink of an eye, she's gone. Elena follows Damon through a shadowy stone corridor. The flaming torch illuminates the way.
What is that?
They can sense you. Now, where is she?
Damon!
He rushes on. Anna arrives in the crypt.
Hey, you're not going in there. You think you can stop me?
Bonnie.
Bonnie steps aside. Anna warily steps into the center of the crypt and picks up a hand torch. She dashes in through the open doorway. Bonnie frowns.
Why did you let her go in?
Because she isn't coming out, baby. None of them are.
In the woods above.
Do you really think that she cares about you? You're disposable.
I don't care. She already gave me what I want.
You're gonna say eternal life? You really that stupid?
You know, I've heard about you. You don't feed. You're not strong enough to beat me.
They clash. Ben is grounded.
Is that all you got?
No. You got this.
He shoots a jet of fire from the gasoline tank. Ben bursts into flames and flails wildly. He collapses on the ground. In the tunnel.
Damon? Damon?
Her torch barely cuts the shadows. She spins, gawping, then bumps into something. She steadies herself, then spots a slumped body in the torchlight. She furtively spins, illuminating lots of bodies. She stops and shines the torch at a withered corpse's face with sunken eye sockets. Suddenly, the eyes open and stare right at her. Waving the torch around, she spots Anna standing before her. Stefan arrives in the crypt and scans around.
Where's Elena?
Damon took her inside.
What?
Stefan! If you go in there, you won't come out.
What did you do?
Opening the door didn't remove the seal, it just opened the door.
What's the seal?
Some seals keep vampires from entering. This one keeps them from coming out.
Elena's human. She can leave. Anna and Catherine can't. Damon can't. You were never planning on breaking the spell, were you?
I told you. I will protect my own. Elena can get out. That's all that matters.
You must have a taste for it. You scream and shriek and even bother to escape, but then you just come right back to it.
Anna kneels by her mother's corpse.
Your boyfriend did this, you know.
His father did.
And Jonathan Gilbert.
made a choice a long time ago that it would be Gilbert Blood that brought her back to life. I had Jeremy all ready to go. But...
Anna grabs Elena and bites into her wrist. Hearing Elena's scream, Stefan bolts through the doorway.
Stefan!
Sheila blocks Bonnie's way.
You can't just leave him in there, Grams.
He made his choice.
No. Here, just show me what to do. I'll do it.
We are not strong enough. Even if we were able to bring the seal down, there's no guarantee that we could get it back up again.
You said it yourself. Many things can fuel a witch's power. Help me, or I'll do it alone.
In the tunnels, Anna forces Elena to lie by her mother. She holds Elena's bleeding wrist up to her mother's wizened corpse's mouth.
Please don't. Get you out.
Let her go!
No!
Stefan lifts Elena.
Go, go, I'm right behind you.
Anna.
Anna's mother, Pearl, looks up.
Annabelle.
Life returns to Pearl's face. Stefan gawps at them. Elena hurries into the crypt.
Elena. Stefan, he's right behind me.
Stefan loiters in the doorway. Elena looks round anxiously.
Stefan, what are you doing?
It's gonna be okay. We'll fix it.
What is it?
I can't.
Can't what?
The spell's still up. We can't get them out. Yet.
You went in there not knowing if you can come back out?
He looks down.
Oh my god.
I heard you scream.
We can't leave him in there. We promised him, both of us.
I know.
Even if we're able to break through the seal, we won't be able to hold it for long.
Stefan goes. He finds Damon battering a corpse in the tunnels.
She's not here. She's not here.
What?
She's not here!
Base Matos Sarvin,
Nas Ex
Malone.
I think it's working.
Anna and Pearl arrive by the doorway.
I just wanted my mother back. Jeremy's fine. He's outside. We won't touch him.
Bonnie, keep going.
They better hurry.
Stefan, I can't hold it much longer.
Elena runs through the doorway.
Damon, we need to get out of here.
Doesn't make sense. They locked her inside.
If we don't leave now, we're not getting out.
How could she not be in here?
It's not worth spending all of eternity down here. She's not worth it.
Damon!
Damon stares wide-eyed at Elena.
Please.
Damon composes himself and sets off for the doorway, followed by Stefan. In the crypt, Bonnie and Sheila hold the spellbook as torches flicker.
Oh my god! I can't!
Yes, you can!
Talamorabantis quo incantis, pedipasa quo erum signus, besmatos
arbinas. Elena and Stefan embrace as they exit the tunnels and return to the crypt with Damon. The door slams shut. Damon glowers in the shadows. And spots Matt on his own by some trees beyond the bonfire. She heads over, smiling sweetly at him.
Is this for real?
Is what for real?
You being all cool and honest and open.
Speech number 3. I want this to work. And I'm scared that you're going to change your mind and you're not going to want it. I don't want to mess it up.
I don't want to mess it up either.
She smiles. They lean forward and touch their foreheads together. Stefan and Elena find Jeremy in the woods above the crypt.
He's okay. He's all right.
Damon staggers past them. Elena spots him and goes over. He looks round at her. She puts her arms around him and embraces him tightly. Stefan watches them with his hands in his jacket pockets.
I'm sorry.
His chin on her shoulder, Damon stares into the distance. Stefan frowns and looks down. At home, Sheila heads through the kitchen looking exhausted. Bonnie spots her.
Hey, let me help you.
Oh, I'm fine. You don't need to coddle me, baby.
It was a big spell, Grams. I could tell it took a lot out of you.
I'll be fine.
At the Gilberts, Elena brings Jeremy some headache pills and water.
How's your head?
It's all right. I wish I knew how I passed out. I didn't drink that much, I swear.
And you don't remember anything?
The whole thing's pretty cloudy. You know, I know how this looks. I'm sorry.
No, Jeremy, you don't be sorry. You didn't do anything, okay?
Okay.
I've got to head over to Bonnie's for a little bit, but is there anything that you need?
Well, no, I'm gonna crash and...
Okay, well, Jenna's here, and I'll be back soon.
She leaves the bedroom and goes downstairs. Jeremy scans around, then gets up and crosses to his computer. He sits down. He types vampires into a search engine, then clicks on the link titled Vampires in the Real World. Anna and Pearl find Damon waiting for them in the motel room. He sits glowering in an armchair.
You knew Catherine wasn't in there.
You wouldn't have helped me.
No! No!
Why do you get a happy ending?
Damon, please! You wouldn't have helped me! You know you wouldn't!
Why do you get it, Naito?
The guard. The one at the church. The one who locked us in. She promised to turn him. He was obsessed with her.
No.
She had him under her spell, like everybody else. He let her go.
Damon lets go of Pearl's neck.
Last I saw her was Chicago. 1983. She knew where you were, Damon. She didn't care. Sorry.
Anna hugs her mother. Damon walks slowly past them towards the door. He turns as he opens it. He goes. Elena's on the phone.
I just got to Bonnie's.
Everything all right?
Yeah. How's Damon? Is he gonna be okay?
I don't know. Can I call you later?
Yeah, of course.
At the Salvatore mansion, Damon sits in an armchair in front of a roaring fire. He stares into the flames. Stefan sits down in the chair beside him. At the Bennetts, Sheila lies with her eyes closed. Bonnie brings a mug through to her.
Here you go,
Grants. She sits on the side of the bed.
Grams? Grams, wake up. Grams? Grams? Elena! She's not breathing. She's not breathing. Please, wake up.
Yes, I need an ambulance to Oak Street. It's an emergency, quick.
No, no, I can fix this.
Bonnie,
yes, I can fix this.
Bonnie. No.
Elena hugs the sobbing Bonnie. A torch still flickers where Damon threw the blood bag down in the tunnels beneath the ruined church in the woods. A corpse grasps at the split blood bag, then stands and walks slowly through the shadows past other corpses and approaches the door, which lies in blackness. The door swings open and the reanimated zombie corpse shuffles out into the crypt and looks up into the moonlight, its face stained with blood. ITFC audio description.
She were to think Nate had in fact betrayed her, she would drive him into your waiting arms.
I understand why you don't trust him, but surely you trust me.
The claws are out in Gossip Girl, tomorrow at 8 on ITV2.